Hello.
Hello, I am Aleph Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And now, let me ask you this. In which county in California do you currently live in?
It's a Corn, Baconfield.
What's the name of it? Sacor?
It's Conda, Corn and Baconfield.
Let me see.
Cona, corn, it's K.
Okay.
You find it?
I'm trying, let me see. Kern. Okay. K-E-R-N?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And could you please tell me your zip code?
It's 93306.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
Born in Mexico. What year?
Yes. What year?
1963. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Latino.
Okay. And for statistical purposes only, may I know what is your race?
My race?
Yeah, Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific
Mexico.
Islander.
Spanish. Mexico. Spanish, Mexico.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Six.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, ma'am?
Democracia.
Thank you so much. And now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Rudy Salas. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression?
Unfavorable. Rudy Salas.
Okay. Thank you. How about David Bale?
I don't know.
Do you have a... You don't know him? Okay.
No.
About Donald Trump. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person?
No, I don't like this person.
Okay. About Joe Biden, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay. About Kamala Harris, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Okay.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. We accept two responses. The first one is the cost of mortgage or rent, border security, abortion, taxes, healthcare, inflation or the cost of living, protecting democracy, Social Security, and Medicare. Which ones
yes,
do you
that
select?
One, Social Security and Medicaid.
Okay. We have one more to go. Which one or which one also would you like to include?
One more repeat it? Two more?
Yeah, I got one more. Cause of mortgage, border security, abortion, taxes, healthcare, inflation, or the cost of living.
Healthcare.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead of the election this November on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. It's hard for this question because I don't know the person.
But how interested are you on voting this year from on a scale from 1 to 10?
Repeat it one more time, the question.
Sure. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices, ma'am.
Maybe 8.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom will you vote? Between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom will you vote? Between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
Can you repeat the name?
Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican.
Adam Schiff.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Baladeo, Republican?
Rudy Salas.
Thank you. Definitely Salas or probably Salas?
Probably Salas.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. We're about 70% and we're over with this. Now, I'm going to read you some information you might heard about David Baladeo after I read each statement. Please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference in your vote. First statement that says here, thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Baladeo worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and state. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference in your vote?
Make that, please.
Makes no difference?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next one says, David Baladeo is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Baladeo secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgrade 911 dispatch equipment. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Question.
Less likely?
Question. Almost you done? Because I'm work.
We're about 70%. We're almost done here. Yeah, about 5 to 5 minutes, perhaps, the most.
Yeah, because I work. I have a daycare, so I need to bring the kids to the mommy.
Do you have more minutes? A couple more minutes to complete this?
Maybe a couple minutes. Okay, todo bien. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So about the one that I just read, would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, less likely, or makes no difference on your vote?
For who? Repeat the name again.
This one says, David Valadeo is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. Mm-hmm. In March, Valadeo secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace all pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference in your vote for him?
David Valadeo.
We're trying to know here specifically, after I read each statement, if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadeo, less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference in your vote based on the statement, ma'am.
I make more for vote to him.
Okay, would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, David Valadeo has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadeo has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family child care and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference in your vote, ma'am, for David Valadeo?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadeo understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadeo supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or less likely, or makes no difference in your vote?
Most likely.
Thank you. We're almost done with this part, ma'am. Next one says, David Valadeo is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadeo went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference in your vote, ma'am?
More or less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one says, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadeo is working to hold government accountable to make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference in your vote?
More likely.
Thank you. And last one says, David Valadeo is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadeo is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference in your vote?
More likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao, ma'am?
Repeat again.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao after you heard some of this?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican?
David Valadao.
And would you definitely vote for David Valadao or just probably vote for David Valadao?
Probably.
Thank you. Which one of the following issues, if any, will make you most likely to vote for David Valadao? Would it be David Valadao's efforts to reduce inflation, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadband and affordable housing, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, or fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find a solution?
I think so. Democracia. Democrats.
Okay. Thank you. And which one will you say will make you the second most likely to vote for David Valadao? Reduce inflation, help first-time buyers, secure funding for agricultural research, improve water storage, or fix state roads and water pipelines and upgrade police equipment?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? I got Google, Instagram, cable news, TikTok, digital websites, newspapers, Snapchat, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Which one do you use the most, ma'am?
Everything. Google, YouTube, Facebook.
And if you have to decide which one, okay, Google, YouTube, Facebook, what else?
The CBS.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, which one of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Only use cable, only use satellite, use both, or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS?
I'm watching Netflix. And I watch in Yula.
Okay. Thank you. And now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And wherever, do you own or rent your home?
I own the home.
You own? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, liberal?
Excuse me?
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I don't understand this question.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
In the middle class.
Thank you. do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.